More protests, more arrests. I'm Carmen Roberts, Fox News. Police arrest at least 50 pro-Palestinian protesters at the University of Southern California after they refused to disperse. Another 50 arrested at the University of Texas and in New York City. Protesters continue venting their anger.
Israel, go to hell!
House Speaker Mike Johnson met with Jewish students at Columbia University, adding to the growing calls for University President Manush Shafik to step down.
We just can't allow this kind of hatred and anti-Semitism to flourish on our campuses, and it must be stopped in its tracks.
The clock is ticking as Tuesday's midnight deadline to dismantle the tents on campus came and went. The university says it's making progress and extended talks with the student negotiators for another 48 hours, while being vague about what will happen if they don't comply.
Fox's Steve Harrigan. An Arizona grand jury indicts 18 people who are so-called fake electors in a scheme to claim that former President Trump won the state in 2020. Among them, former Trump Chief of Staff Mark Meadows and former attorney Rudy Giuliani.
The scheme, had it succeeded, would have deprived Arizona's voters of their right to have their votes counted for their chosen president. It effectively would have made their right to vote meaningless.
State Attorney General Chris Mays, former President Trump named as an unindicted co-conspirator. The day after President Biden signed the foreign aid bill, Secretary of State Antony Blinken is in day two of his meetings with officials in China.
We have an obligation for our people and indeed an obligation for the world to manage the relationship between our two countries responsibly. That is the obligation that we have and one that we take very seriously.
Rankling Chinese officials, the new foreign law provides funding to Taiwan and provision that requires TikTok's owner to sell the app or be banned in the U.S.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. netsuite.com/fox.
America's listening to Fox News. A high-profile Republican congressman calls it quits.
Just days after his last House vote to pass his landmark bipartisan legislation requiring a ban on TikTok, if its Chinese parent company ByteDance doesn't divest its stake in the company, a source familiar confirms to Fox News Radio Congressman Mike Gallagher's resignation paperwork has officially been submitted. Gallagher was the first chairman of the Select Committee on the Chinese Communist Party, which was established this Congress. Michigan's John Molinar is set to take over as chairman of the Select Committee. Seen as a rising star in the Republican Party, Gallagher's exit means Republicans can only lose two votes on any bill without support from Democrats. On Capitol Hill, Ryan Schmelz, Fox News.
Former President Trump returns to court in New York City Thursday as his hush money trial resumes. At the same time, the Supreme Court will hear arguments over his claim of presidential immunity in his classified documents case. Lawmakers in Louisiana advance a bill aimed at an unusual form of punishment for some sex offenders.
Surgical castration for convicted sex offenders whose victims are under 13 years old. The vote 29-9 in the Louisiana State Senate moves the measure to the House for more debate. Louisiana already allows judges to order chemical castrations for some sex offenders. The bill allowing surgical castration was introduced by Baton Rouge Democrat Senator Regina Barrow, who conceded the state has a high number of wrongful convictions when compared to other states. She points out that the bill provides for a judge to use their own discretion. CJ Papa, Fox News.
For the first time, the USDA is limiting added sugars in school meals. The agency unveiled nutrition standards that put limits in foods such as cereal, yogurt, and flavored milk. They start in 2025. I'm Carmen Roberts.
From the Fox News Podcasts Network.
Hey there, it's me, Kennedy. Make sure to check out my podcast, Kennedy Saves the World. It is 5 days a week, every week. Download and listen at foxnewspodcast.com or wherever you listen to your favorite podcast.